This is How Was Your Weekend with Wendy and Brian. Look for updates at facebook.com/weekendpodcast. iTunes and other feeds coming soon. Hey, Wendy. How was your weekend?
Good. How was yours, Brian?
Not bad. I went on a road trip.
I know. I'm excited to hear all about it because this Jungle Gyms, you know, it's a new world for me.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun to talk about. This is our second episode.
I know. I'm excited. This was good. I'm glad. We're back.
We are back. And better than ever.
That's right. That's right. I'm glad people liked it enough. Hopefully they're tuning in this week, too.
Yeah, I've had quite a few people contact me like, well, how do I subscribe to this? Well, right now, you'll have to like us on Facebook.
Yes, please like us on Facebook.
That's at facebook.com/weekendpodcast.
Cool.
I will have next week an iTunes feed set up and an RSS feed. And I have an awesome domain that I bought.
Perfect.
I just can't tell you what it is yet because it doesn't work yet.
Okay. So when it works, everybody needs to follow us.
Yes.
Because we're funny.
We are funny.
Okay, good.
I think so.
Good.
So yeah, we're going to talk about road trips this week. Have you been on many road trips before?
Okay. This is like, I love road trips.
Yeah, I do too.
I basically grew up traveling, not in a fun way. Which I know that doesn't make a lot of sense, but
what? What does that mean?
I was on competing, like I did a lot of competitions and showing and all this stuff. So you were just constantly in a car or a van or something.
Were you like trafficked for your ability to like deal with pigs and stuff?
Yes, I was trafficked. I don't know if trafficked is the proper, but yes, I.
No, I meant it that way. We're like the Russians behind, like, you know, like some sort of massive pig farming scam.
I was on livestock judging and pig showing trips. Let's put it that way. And the fun, you know, we did road trips as a family every year to Nebraska to see my family. So we didn't do family vacation road trips like the Griswolds, you know, fun stuff like that. We went and saw family in Nebraska and that was about the extent. But I do. I enjoy a good road trip. So I'm for road trips. What about you? Did you do a lot of road trips growing up or now?
Never.
No.
Before I was 18, I went to Virginia once, and Virginia is Galax, Virginia, which I didn't realize was 40 minutes from my house.
Hey, it constitutes a road trip if it's longer than any other time you've been in the car.
Like, no joke, other than for school, I think the farthest that I ever went with my family was about 40 minutes.
Okay, I will tell you, I have kind of an essentials list, though, for a good road trip.
Oh, that's
good. Do you have a thing that you're like, it's going to be a good road trip, but you have to have these things?
No.
Oh, okay. Come on, dude. It's a must. So you have to have good snacks.
Yes, you absolutely do. I always pack snacks.
Okay, what are your top three road trip snacks?
Oh, God, you're putting me on the spot.
Yes, I am, because I've got mine.
So a good road trip snack is something that typically is resealable, usually something that you don't have to have something to drink with. But one thing, it is dry, and you do need to have a drink, but combos are pretty good.
Oh, that's a good one.
Protein bars. If you're trying to be good. And honestly I stop at so many gas stations along the way, I don't really often have to pack too much. Normally what we pack is a lot of stuff to drink.
Okay. I'm not one of those like, you got to drink, I know, but I'm like, get in, go and get there and kind of have fun along the way. But gummy bears or licorice, absolute must. Trail mix or jerky.
Oh, jerky is a big one.
And then like chips or popcorn. And then, of course, you got to have drinks. And then your second essential for a road trip, good tunes.
Oh, yeah.
A podcast or a book on tape. But you have to have something, you know, that occupies your brain.
Kim and I both have on our Spotify playlist, for road trips. So we do it so much.
Nice. And then you have to have a good route. Like, it's either... you have an awesome driving partner or road dog, as I like to say. So Kim's probably your road dog most
I guess
of the
so.
Time.
I'm not going to call her that for face, but
and or a creative route so that it isn't boring. Because when you're by yourself, it could get really long. But if you pick a road dog, so if Kim's your road dog, or you have another road dog, because I have a couple people I've traveled with and like to do road trips with. I think there's four kind of travelers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Have you ever thought, like, how many people have you been on road trips with?
Depends on how you define it. Lots. And okay. I'll get into that here in a little while. But, okay. Like, what are your thoughts?
Like, I've traveled a lot with a lot of people, either by choice or not by choice. Honestly feel like the best test for any relationship is to go on a road trip.
Yes, that you're exactly right.
You're either going to make it or you're not. But I have 3 girlfriends from college that we've done a lot of road trips together, and I have lots of other friends I've done road trips with, but I have determined there is a driver, and I am often the driver. There is a fidgeter or an entertainer or the person that's got to talk the whole time. There is a person who's the sleeper. They just sleep the whole time. And then there's the person who is either navigating or has to know where you're at any given moment. Like, what direction are we going? What road are we on? Where are we going next? What's the next highway? Like, I swear to God, every road trip I've had, you have one or all of these kind of road trippers with you.
What I found is that you realize, maybe not necessarily is the relationship going to last, but you realize that some people were raised different than you were.
Yeah, I realize that every day.
So one friend, my friend Don, I'm not going to say anything out of the way about Don. I love the guy. But what he expects on a road trip is much different than what, say, Kim or I expect on a road trip. We went on a road trip a couple of years ago, and Don is very comfortable taking his shoes off. If he's in the car with somebody else, he just doesn't give an AF.
And there's not enough Febreze like vent things to kill the fun, the funk,
the funk. Yeah. That's pretty funny. But you learn a lot about people. One friend that I road tripped with, not Don, I learned that he is somehow allergic to air conditioning.
Oh, the Freon.
I guess.
Yeah, dude, it can give people headaches.
We drove to Dallas, Texas in the middle of summer.
Oh, and God.
I didn't find out until we left that he was allergic to air conditioning.
Yeah, I know it's made people sick. Like, and if you're sitting in a freeze out.
He made me sick.
He made you sick because
it was so freaking hot.
It's true. I guess it's like a no-win situation.
It was a no-win situation.
Oh, in Dallas in summer. Oh,
it's awful. I like the last time I went to Dallas, I learned that I needed a different kind of deodorant when I went there.
Okay, so like, you think it's more humid than here?
No, it's a dry heat, and
okay,
and therefore like all the pores in my body give water.
So, but I'm from the like I'm from you're arid. From like, yeah, I'm from arid country, right?
You're like a million feet in the air, though.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But arid, yeah, arid hot is hot. But humidity, dude, forget about it. I can't handle it.
At least humidity like pushes the wet back into you.
You're just wet. It doesn't care what directional flow is happening. You're just wet all the time. I hate it.
But yeah, you learn that certain people are comfortable with certain bodily functions that that you might not be comfortable around with other people, or they may have a different assessment of how what kind of a friend they are to you with things like that.
Their comfort zone gets maybe not where their comfort zone and your comfort zone are not matching up.
Yeah,
in other words.
Yeah, there's a disconnect or an asymmetry in the comfort zone level.
Well, I traveled in a 15 passenger van with a bunch of like early 20s boys in college, and man, you get real comfortable with body functions. Ugh.
Yeah, so this weekend I traveled to Ohio.
Yes.
To Jungle Gems, which is the largest grocery store in the U.S. It was Kim, my friends Mike and Liz. And I've known Mike since I was basically 4 years old. He and his wife are two of my best friends in the world. Love the guys. I was the best man in their wedding.
Nice.
I'm very comfortable around those two.
Yeah.
But as long as we've been friends, I have never gone on a long road trip with them. Never.
So constituting long, how many miles was it? Like round trip?
Oh gosh.
Or one way. Let's say one way.
It was about, gosh, I'm probably going to get the math wrong. It was at least 500 miles.
Okay.
So it was a long trip. We left at 6 o'clock in the morning and got back at 2 o'clock the next morning.
Oh God. See, that's insane.
Nah, it's not that bad. But
that's commitment, man.
Yeah, but it
not was, that I haven't done it before, but it is commitment.
I mean, so it was fun. We left early,
mm-hmm.
And of course, we typically always have some stuff with us to go, like the snacks and the drinks. But this year, this trip, we didn't do that. We did a stop at. Can you guess where we stopped?
Sheets.
There's a new Sheets in Statesville, North Carolina, exit 49. It's pretty amazing.
Like, you literally know where every Sheets is at and like how old it is, don't you?
No.
Oh, okay.
I
really thought just your love of Sheets that could be a possibility.
I can tell if I've been in a city by whether or not by the, basically the address of where the Sheetz is. gosh, what can I say about Statesville? It's Statesville's an interesting place. I actually, before moving here, I considered moving there. Mm-hmm. But our mutual friend Mark, whenever we talk about Statesville, he always talks about the Elm Street, we'll call it a novelty store.
Okay.
Yeah, and the Sheetz is on the way there. And the only reason I bring that up is when you go on a road trip, often places like that become your marker.
Oh, yep, yep. You have to have landmarks on a road trip.
God, there's so many places for truck drivers to stop and buy things along the way.
Yeah, it's disturbing.
It's disturbing.
It's really disturbing, but, I know.
The trip to, say, Virginia went by in a flash, really. I mean, it's just like we were basically in Virginia in no time.
Yeah.
By the time we got to Northern Virginia, things started to drag.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Why? Was it the scenery?
Boring. Okay. It's boring.
It's just okay.
It's boring.
Listen, I think I've got more boring places I've drove through, but let's go with this.
Virginia is about the most, well, gosh.
Have you drove through Kansas?
I was going to say Arkansas. Arkansas is the most boring place I've driven through.
Oh, God, no, then you haven't drove through Kansas. I'm sorry, people from Kansas, but it's the flattest, most boring drive you will ever, like, it exists.
Southern Arkansas is pretty damn boring.
Well, that's pretty tough, too, yeah.
But, so, I don't really have a lot to say about the trip itself. It was nice. It was just a chance for us all to ride together. We, at no point were we ever frustrated with each other or wanted to kill each other.
So was there like a random subject that just came up and you were like, oh, wow, I would never guess.
Okay, so one thing, Mike and Liz, Liz specifically said that she wanted to get some road trip games. And I'm like, I don't know what that is.
Nice.
And we pulled them out once and it was awkward and we stopped playing.
Was it like I Spy?
It was more like Cards Against Humanity without cards.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever played Cards Against Humanity?
I have not. No, I need to because everybody talks about how amazing it is, and I've yet to play it.
If you look behind you, there's a weird looking case above my Alf.
Oh, yes.
Plushie there.
I see him. Yes.
When I say Alf plushie, it's not what you think. It's like a
it's an Alf doll. It's awesome.
It's an Alf doll. That case is full of like every single Cards Against Humanity and expansion pack.
Oh gosh. Okay. Yeah. I've got to play this game because everybody says it's a hoot. But you can't be sensitive.
No, you cannot be sensitive.
You better get it together.
Again, some of my closest friends. It's not really crazy when one of us says something terrible and offensive.
Yes.
So there's no shock factor there.
You're all bummer.
Yeah. So I think we just let it go and started listening to music. But whenever we saw something that we wanted to stop at, we tended to do that. So on the way back, we stopped at a Tim Hortons.
What is that?
It's a donut shop.
Oh, I was going to talk about a donut shop on one of my trips, but I've never heard of one of these. So you like Daylight Donuts, though, so...
Yeah, Daylight Donuts. Oh, okay, so when I think of Daylight Donuts, I think of it as being like a local place, but no, it's a chain.
It's a chain. Yep.
So we stopped there. We stopped at a White Castle. I love White Castle.
I've never been there.
You know what it is?
Yeah, a little burger place.
It's a burger
place. Like tiny burgers?
Yeah, they sell sliders, and they're steamed, so they slide all the way through you.
Oh, well...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't have a comment for that. Well, yeah. I do, but I don't want to say it.
Yeah. It's basically, it is what it is. You either love it or you hate it.
It's White Castle all the way.
So the first, when I road tripped with Don, he hated White Castle.
Okay.
He hated it, which I love Don, but Don, that was a mark against you. Mike and Liz, not super crazy about it, but Mike said he liked it. So maybe he just wasn't trying to offend me. I don't know.
So Tim Hortons are the donuts like?
They're like, kind of like cake donuts.
Okay. All right. So they were good.
They're okay.
And then you did a White Castle.
Mm-hmm.
And then what other randomness did you be like, oh, let's go stop there?
Sadly, I mean, it's Ohio, so it's not like there's that much between here and there.
Yeah.
A lot of tolls.
Oh,
like in West Virginia.
Well, you better get used to it, brother.
We're getting one here.
77. At least you get to choose, though. There you don't. You just go. You have to pay.
Yeah. But no, like pretty much. I mean, I guess I could talk about Jungle Gyms for a minute. It's a gigantic grocery store.
Yeah. Okay. So this is what I want to know, because this seriously, Brian, I love you, but
yes.
I could not, unless there's just something other than they have my beer. That might be the only motivator for me to make like a 24-hour round trip to a grocery store.
Yeah.
So you have to tell me what amazing, random, crazy things you came across in this Jungle Gyms that maybe it might convince me to make that trip well, someday.
I don't know that I can do that. But okay. So I'm drinking a can of Balls right now, B-A-W-L-S, which is one of my favorite energy drinks. And it's delicious, and you can't get it here anymore.
And for you who don't know, Brian is addicted to energy drinks.
And I also got this, which I'm, this is for you.
Oh.
It's a bar of bacon scented soap.
And it says, let me read this. This is Open amazing. It has this crazy, like, old-timey mustached guy showering. And it says, bacon soap, one bar for hand and bath. A real wonder. That's what it says.
Here's a Swiss Army knife if you want to open it.
It's a delightful soap infused with sweet perfume of bacon. Stacy Sanford, eat your heart out.
Stacy got bacon-flavored gumballs.
Oh, God. Okay, this, like, is it going to look like bacon? Let's see. This is amazing.
Like, I got something for a couple of folks I haven't given to them yet. I couldn't find anything for our friend Katie or Allison.
Nugget? Oh, yeah. God. Okay, so it's pink. It's not. It doesn't look like bacon, but it says bacon soap. It's embossed with bacon soap.
How does it smell?
Oh, it smells. You know what it smells like?
What?
It smells more like country ham than
oh,
it does.
Hey, that's great.
Smell it.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That smells terrible. It smells like bacon beds.
Hey, you know what? A lot of dogs will love me if I shower with this.
Are you going to use it?
Yes.
That's awesome.
I'll do it one. That might be a podcast. Maybe I'll use the bacon soap and see who I attract besides wild animals.
Or before an interview, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, God, no. Not going to do that. No, I think that's a podcast. I'll use the bacon soap and we'll see what random things I attract. I'll probably get like bug bites and all sorts of randomness, but... This is awesome. Thank you, Brian.
Oh, you are welcome. So, man, it's pretty awesome. I mean, they have a lot of food that I would probably never buy. There's like an exotic meat section where you can get like goat heads and stuff that I didn't go to.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I got some candy bars that I can't get here, but I think Kim and I actually spent at least $100 in liquids. Like sodas and stuff.
Okay. So you got your energy drinks. Yes. Are there like other beverages that you just... We're like, what is this? This sounds amazing. Or it like struck a chord from your childhood.
I typically only buy things that I know what they are or something that I just like Kim loves cherry flavored soda.
Okay.
But there are no cherry flavored sodas that you can get at the grocery store.
Yes.
Anymore for a while.
Mostly in vending machines.
Yeah, well.
Or those mixer things.
Yeah, fountain
yep.
machines.
Yep. that's what they're called. Sorry. Yeah, those mixer things, you know.
Fountains. but yeah, so Kim got a cherry flavored soda. So one thing from my childhood that I got that I can't remember the last time I had one are the lollipops called Chupa Chups. You remember those?
Oh my, no, I've never heard of them. Do you have one?
Are you like, kidding?
No, I've never heard of a Chupa Chup.
So I had them as a kid and I remember them being awesome. They're kind of gross. I'm going to quickly pull up a photo here if I can. Yeah.
Like my childhood, it was like Blow Pops and Dum Dums and, you know, butterscotch Dum Dums.
You don't remember that logo?
Oh, I do remember those. I didn't ever have one, though. I just remember seeing them.
Yeah, so they're called Chupa Chups, and I don't remember the last time I had one. And I had these, and they were not good.
Oh, boo.
Yeah.
So the memory is no, you're just like, as a kid, I just liked them because it was sugar.
Yeah, I got some Pez dispensers, Transformers Pez dispensers.
I have, like, I love a Pez dispenser. Like, anything Pez dispenser, it's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
I've been to a tattoo shop where the artist did these, like, really whimsical Pez dispenser paintings. It was pretty cool.
Did you get a tattoo?
No, I did not.
Do you have a tattoo?
I do not have a tattoo. Do you have a tattoo?
No.
Okay.
I don't remember you ever mentioning that.
No, but I've been with several people to get them.
It looks painful.
Yeah.
But yeah, so otherwise really it's an uneventful trip. It was a lot of fun. I've got a couple funny stories, but like tell me some of the interesting or funny things you've done on the road.
Okay, so one of my, it's like I've done so many road trips like for so many reasons and a lot of them in the Midwest. So yeah, Kansas, every time I have to drive through that, I had to drive through Kansas to get to college. And so that's like one of the most boring states you will ever drive through and it's just miserable. So I have to go through it a lot, but though that's always a memory is just driving through Kansas. But I have two pretty memorable road trips. One is from college and it just always comes up, you know, when you tell stories and you talk about funny things, this one always comes up. And it was me and two of my friends from college. We were going, my truck, it was a 1988 Ford. His name was Blue. He was all four-wheel drive and jacked up. And his engine had given out when I was on my way home from Christmas break, or back to college, I should say. Mm-hmm. So from Stillwater, Oklahoma to Brighton, Colorado. And so about an hour in, I had to call my parents. I'm like, my truck died on the side of the highway. They came and got me, had to take my mom's Buick back to Stillwater, Oklahoma for like a week while my truck got fixed in Colorado. And then it happened to be like Martin Luther King vacation coming up. So me and two of my friends, Beth and Farrah, said, hey, we're going to drive back to Colorado together to get my pickup and go skiing for one day. So we are driving through Kansas, and I'm one of the very first things, and we still make jokes about it because these are two girls that I continue to go on vacations with, and we get on the road quite a bit. It was late at night, and we're driving through the middle of Kansas, and you know, Bob Dole is from Russell, Kansas.
Really?
Yes. So it's like in the middle of nowhere, and they have this big billboard that says, you know, home of Bob Dole. So it's like that's what Russell, Kansas is known for. So we're going through, it's late at night, and I say something to my one friend in the front seat and go, hey, just so you know, this is the home of Bob Dole. And my friend in the back seat goes, hey, guys, Bob Dole's from here. And I was like, I just said that. So now it's like without fail, anytime we're on a trip or you say something and 5 seconds later, any of us three girls say it again, we look at each other and just go, Bob Dole. Like, I just said that.
That's funny.
Anyways, we get through this trip. We go get my truck. We're coming back now to college in Oklahoma. We have my truck. I'm so happy to have my truck, and it's a single cab. So us three girls are in the, you know, front seat. And we're about maybe 2.5-3 hours in kind of south eastern Colorado in this town. We're coming up on this town called Siebert. And all I know is I hear this noise, and I'm like, okay, why is there like this roar in my pickup? And the other two girls were kind of sleeping. And I was like, okay, when I slow down, it goes away. When I speed up, it makes the noise. And I kind of said, girls, do you hear that? And I went to turn down the radio. And I was like, I think maybe I should get off the road. So just as I was thinking to get off the highway, and you were literally in the middle of nowhere, like there's nothing on these exit ramps, the left rear wheel of my truck flies off.
Oh, God.
Yes. And it like goes, you know, it like lands on the left wheel, and I'm like steering, braking, getting on the side of the road. I was like, God, don't flip, don't flip, don't flip. And we get to a stop, and I'm like, oh, what? How does your wheel just fly off? Like, what the hell happened? So I get out, and they both wake up, and they're just like, what just happened? Everything else. And I'm like, okay, where'd my wheel go? And I was freaking out because I was like, this thing's going to shoot across the highway and hit another car, like all this stuff. Well, luckily it hit a guardrail in the median and stopped. So finally I'm like, okay, well, I got to go get the wheel and then I'll figure everything else. And thankfully we had cell phones. So I was like, well, let me find the wheel first, blah, blah, blah. So I'm walking down the middle of the median in nowhere, Colorado. And this policeman stops and goes, and he's right there by my truck. Like he knows, he sees what's wrong. The thing's tilted on its left rear, you know, wheel. And he goes, are you looking for something?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. I was so mad. I was just, I went, no, I'm just out for a walk.
What is it with you and cops?
And I what do you mean? I don't know what you're talking about.
Was it Christmas or New Year's a couple years ago?
New Year's.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve. So I pick the wheel up, and he's like, do you need help with that? I'm like, no, I'm fine. And I'm carrying this wheel and tire back to the back of my truck, and I like slam it in the back of the truck because I'm like, I don't know what to do because everything's sheared. So we end up, you know, he was nice enough. He's like, well, there's a guy who can come and tow you, everything else. And long story short, this old man pulls up in like a 1970-something GMC. And the best part of it is he's like got the stogie hanging out of his mouth and the overalls and the greasy ball cap. And he's like in his late 70s, early 80s. And his son's the one who owns the shop that just happens to be up the road that can fix it, like get us back on the road. But the highlight of the trip, and we still giggle about it, besides the fact that we didn't roll the truck and that was all great, was that this old man with the stogie hanging out of his mouth backs up to my truck, and on the over the fender of the truck for the tow truck, it says best little hooker in town.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
It was like epic. We're like, yes, this old man's the bomb. So we all had to like get in the front seat with this old man with his stogie and get it taken care of. So that's what we always talk about. And the girls probably would have such a better version because they were just laughing at me the whole time because I wanted to like just cuss this cop. And I know he was just trying to be nice, but I'm like, really? Does it look like why else my truck has lost a wheel? What do you think I'm looking for?
Yeah.
So that was a good one. You know, so most memorable. But then last year I had a long trip, right? So I'm from Colorado. And I decided I was going to go back and get a family heirloom, which really it's not an heirloom. It's an old record player.
That can be an heirloom.
It is. It's like from the, I don't know what year, but it was my mom's and it's a big console record player, you know, so it's.
This is how big record players are now.
I know. But it's cool and I'm weird and I like those things. So I need to get it fixed and everything else. My mom's like, I don't know why you want this, but I'm like, it's cool. So I committed to drive 1,603 miles one way. To Colorado.
That's impressive.
Yes. So me and my road dog for this trip, we gave it a trip name. It was hashtag 1603 or bust.
Okay.
Right? So you have a long, long way to go. Have you ever, how far west have you ever traveled, Brian?
I drove to Dallas by way of Oklahoma City.
Okay. So that's not horrible, but it's a long trip.
That was 19 hours.
Yeah. So it was just shy because I think it's like 23 hours was our trip. But it's a long trip, right? So you got to make it in kind of multiple days. But
I did that trip in one go.
The best. Oh, you did?
Yeah. I fell asleep. I fell asleep half mile from my house.
Okay. So what? Driving. Wow. Okay. So you can do 19 hours straight.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm 12 to 15.
I'm hardcore.
12 I can make. 15, I'm going to start struggling.
I've just done the drive to Chicago like two or three times in the last year and a half.
Oh, Well, you're all jacked up on those energy drinks.
I sure am.
I can't do that. But what was great about that trip is obviously you're going and you're going through all these cities. You know, we went through Nashville, we went to St. Louis, we went through, you know, then we got into Kansas. But when we talking of donuts, we stopped off in Manhattan to stay with my road dog's friend. And
In Manhattan,
Kansas.
Okay. Where that makes more sense.
Yeah, where Kansas State is. And there is this donut place called Varsity Donuts.
Okay.
Oh, they had the most amazing donuts that we like started the morning out with. And the one that my road dog ate was called the Larry. And it was like bacon maple goodness.
So did your road dog have a name?
I like calling her Road Dog.
Okay.
Because it's kind of fun. But I think the thing that I remember the most, it was just a long trip to go get a record player, right? But the other thing I love about road trips is like the one-liner random conversations and random lines that come out of your mouth because you're like just getting tired of driving. Yeah. And like through the middle of nowhere, right? The bugs on the windshield thing. Like when you get into open Midwest and there's nothing, there's just winds and wind and bugs. It was just like every 5 seconds, it's like ting, 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 ting. And we were like, get out of the way or get dead.
Yes.
There's a lot of flying and dying going on. But one point, when you get to Kansas, you kind of feel like you're in the home stretch. And I did bring this one back to the office, if you remember right. Like, you're going through, you're on the highway. And the good thing about Kansas is it's like 70 or 75 mile an hour speed limit. So you can just open up and go. But I think it was Hayes, Kansas, I think. But we're like driving along and all of a sudden there's just this massive billboard of Jesus in the wheat. And it is literally a billboard in a wheat field. And then it's a billboard that is painted with wheat and Jesus is popping out of the wheat. So we're driving.
Is it like a cake?
No.
Happy birthday.
No, it doesn't.
I'm Jesus.
It doesn't say anything. It's just Jesus's like face in the wheat. And it's like Jesus in the wheat. So now it's like when you get surprised by something.
Jesus in the wheat.
We do Jesus in the wheat. So that was kind of random, but that was a fun trip. It was long, but there was like, we talked about all sorts of stuff. Like, you know, do you ever think about what are your top five favorite things in life? I never really thought about that until we were like, you know, 1,000 miles in. And I was like, okay, what interesting things can we talk about?
That's interesting. So actually, I was going to, I guess I still will talk about my first road trip. It's my most memorable. But you mentioned the bugs.
Yes.
And the one that I drove 19 straight hours and I fell asleep a half a mile from home. So I was driving from Dallas, Texas. Then we drove to Oklahoma City to drop off a friend. Then I had to drive to Nashville to drop off a friend.
Mm-hmm.
So somewhere between Johnson City and maybe Asheville or something. I think I went that route.
Mm-hmm.
I was just so damn tired, and it was night. I was just having such a hard time, and it was a nice clear night. The moon was out. It was probably 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, something like that. And I drove under a tree. Oh. And it was middle of summer, so the tree was, you know, had all of its leaves and stuff. And basically the tree passed between me and the moon, and shadows of the tree hit my windshield. I was so out of it that I thought it was thousands and thousands of spiders.
And we just talked windshield. About how much you hated spiders.
Yes. I thought it was thousands and thousands of spiders on my windshield. I freaked out. I stopped at a gas station, Wendy, to find these spiders.
Yeah, that's probably when you should have at least just said, gas station guy, I'm going to take a nap, make sure nobody murders me.
I thought in my rational human brain that thousands of spiders went across my windshield then disappeared.
Yeah, well, that wasn't real rational, buddy.
So,
yeah, bugs, though. I mean, seriously, yeah, when you're asleep, I could see that.
Yeah, so it didn't occur to me until after that's what that was.
You just thought they had appeared and disappeared that quickly.
And I got home around 3 o'clock in the morning, and this was when I still had to commute, back when I lived in Wilkes County, which is an hour away from here. I had fully planned to go to work the next morning, but I woke up at 6, and I'm like, I just can't do this. So I called my boss at the time. And I'm like, I'm not coming in. I just got home at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm just so sleepy. And he was cool with it. So, but it was awful. But not as awful as my first road trip.
This is the Galax, Virginia.
No.
Oh, what's no. your very? Oh, as an adult, like as the first adult. One you could choose to go on and drive.
So I was a very sheltered kid. My parents were both. Dad was 50 when I was born. Mom was 44-ish, 43, 44-ish, and they were very old fashioned. And I grew up very, 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 very sheltered in the butt crack of the Bible Belt. just about
good description there. Yeah. Buddy. Gosh.
So I was never exposed to anything.
Okay.
So and I had a terrible time in my early days. One of my brothers who lived at home. He passed away. Then my dad of cancer, then my mom.
I know, you had a rough go, buddy.
Yeah, so I was, you know, family of four, effectively, with, you know, more siblings who were out of the house, but family of four to just me. So I'd always wanted to go to this convention that, I collect Transformers. It's my primary hobby, and I had a lot of friends that I only got to see, like, effectively, you know, on the internet at that time. Now I get to see them quite a bit because I'm an adult. I can travel, and a lot of them live in the general area. But I wanted to go to this convention, and it was in Chicago, and I was poor as dirt. My car would only go about 30 minutes before something like a hose would burst.
Oh, Lord.
And
oh, Lord. If you did have parents, like, oh, goodness, yeah. They would have been worried sick.
And steam would go everywhere. And again, before this, the farthest I had traveled was Galax, Virginia, like 40 minutes.
Yeah, so this was like big time.
Yeah. So I took the bus.
Okay.
My friend Chris, he and his grandmother dropped me off in Boone, North Carolina.
Okay, which is like an hour from where you grew up, or give or take.
Yeah, give or take.
Okay.
And I had never traveled anywhere, so this was like just this hick, one, total hick, who had no life experiences from, again, a very sheltered life at the butt crack of the Bible Belt.
Yeah.
So basically... first thing I remember is there was a girl there who was coming back from New York, and, you know, she was about my age.
New York City?
New York City, I know.
Or was it just New York?
New York City.
Okay. So wow,
she was coming back from New York, so she had traveled apparently from, she went to Myrtle Beach or something, but she took the bus.
Okay.
And she was talking about what a wonderful experience it was. She discovered the music of her life, and I'm like, oh, God, this is awesome. We're about the same age. This is going to change my life.
I have found the love of my life.
This trip is going to change my life like it changed this girl's life, and, you know, I'm going to be a better person when I come back.
Nice.
So that was like, just set me hope. I was just hopeful because it's like, you know, this is going to be awesome. I'm going to meet so many people. It's going to be fantastic. Little did I know that her experience and my experience are going to be nothing alike.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no.
So,
okay.
So the first thing I remember the first thing, God, I remember.
This is like the hardest Chicago, like big city Chicago. Oh, or
Chicago was the easy part.
Oh, okay, okay.
Chicago was a dream.
Okay.
It was getting there and getting back.
It was the bus.
That was terrible.
It was the bus.
I actually wrote a report on this back in 2003, and I just skimmed through it to get some of my recollections. So one of the first things I remember was the Memphis, Tennessee Greyhound station, and a homeless man washing his shirt in the bathroom when I had to go to use the restroom. I thought I was going to get stabbed.
Oh God.
I stayed there. It was like a layover, whatever you call it, for a bus, for like 3 or 4 hours, and I just sat there afraid for my life.
You're like, I'm going to die in Memphis, Tennessee.
I thought I was going to die in Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh.
Got to Cincinnati.
At least it wouldn't be like Elvis, so yeah, you'd be all right.
I went, got to Cincinnati. And this was before everybody had a cell phone, so I had no way to communicate with anybody.
Okay.
I didn't have a cell phone. I didn't have a safety blanket. Now, you know me. If I didn't have my cell phone, I would die.
Yeah. But literally. Besides your energy drinks, your cell phone's your next most important thing. Third. Kim's your most important.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I would put the cell phone before my energy drinks.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. All right.
So, next thing I remember was I almost got left in Cincinnati.
Because?
Because the bus was at the wrong gate.
Or were you at the wrong gate?
The bus was at the wrong gate.
Oh, okay, okay. Let's blame the gate. I get it.
No, it really was.
Okay,
I believe you.
I believe you.
So, because I saw a bus driver. I'm like, I don't see where my bus is. And I said, you know, it's supposed to be at this gate here. She's like, no, it's at the other gate. That's my bus. We're leaving now. So I would have got left if it wasn't for me happening to run into the bus driver.
And you would have just been in Cincinnati.
Yeah, so I remember I had to sit beside a people that I didn't know, which I didn't like.
Mm.
And I had to, they wanted to have conversations with me.
And you didn't want
to
talk.
Which I didn't want to talk to them. And, you know, I had just gone through like this traumatic experience. So I was a bum. I would just be a buzzkill anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, my mom just died and it was awful. And
you're like, do you really want to know how I'm doing?
Here I am. I'm going to the big city, and it's going to be wonderful. I almost got stabbed in Memphis, I think, by a homeless man. I never experienced any of this. So
yeah.
We finally got to Chicago. All was well and good. I had a fantastic trip in Chicago. But the drive back, again, I was super sheltered, no idea. So there's this wiry guy on the bus. In retrospect, I think he was smoking crack on the bus.
The crack on the bus, it burns and burns.
Like if there was an air marshal for this bus.
A bus marshal.
A bus marshal, he would have definitely
bus marshal Bill.
He would have been escorted off. But the thing I remember most, and again, super sheltered, so I had no idea.
Yeah.
And now, in 2017, I would have understood this, and I would not have questioned it at all. But, gosh, I guess about in Cincinnati, a beautiful, oh my God, beautiful brunette got on the bus. And she was wearing a sequin gown. It didn't make any sense to me.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but she was just stunning. And I'm like, why are you riding the bus
in a sequin gown?
It didn't make any sense. So we were at the next couple stops, then we got to Memphis, which was the big stop before Asheville, and you know, she saw that we kept being on the same, you know, route.
Mm-hmm.
So we were just out like in a break, because you just stop occasionally and get a drink or whatever, and she looked over to me, and she walked over. And she leaned over, and in a man's voice, she said, "Are you going to Asheville?" And, you know, I would be perfectly cool with that now, but I was exposed to nothing in my life at that point. I had no idea. And I just freaked out.
Oh, God.
I didn't freak out externally. I freaked out internally, and I was like, oh, no, I'm not. Then I just ran and got back on the bus. Like, you know, I would be totally cool with that. And yeah. I would, you know, that would, but like me in 2003, like I was 24, 23, probably 23 at that time, and had never left Wilkes County. Yeah, I had no clue.
Oh, wow. God. Yeah. And you had this big picture in your brain. You're like, you're beautiful and you're in a gown. And
yes.
And then this.
Yeah. And I was questioning myself. I'm like, it just, It just, yeah, like, it, I, so many new thoughts and sensations at that point. Just,
oh, God.
Yeah, nothing. It was hard to get, like, an idea of what was what anymore.
So how much longer did it take before you traveled again? Because did that, like, did you get back to Wilkes and go, I'm never leaving
again? I never rode the van again.
Never rode the bus.
The bus again. I never rode the bus again. You know, now, actually, I've kind of thought about it. I've kind of wanted to, just to see what it's like, yeah.
You know, I haven't done the Greyhound bus thing. Growing up, we did take Amtrak to Nebraska once, and that was kind of cool. Like, I would go on a train again. Well, I've been in Peru, I guess we did, you know, some buses and train stuff. But other than that, we always drove, and then I started flying too. But man, never did the real Greyhound almost cross country thing. So I bet there's some interesting road trip stories with the Greyhound bus. The terminals alone, there's got to be all sorts of stories.
Yeah, I'm certain they're all awful, too.
You never know. Maybe there's a love story in the bus terminal somewhere.
I'm certain there are lots of love stories in the bus terminal. $5 at a time. So, God almighty.
Truck stops, bus stations, whatever.
Truck stops, rest areas, Walmart parking lots.
Oh, God. Well, at least, I mean, I remember, like, I would drive, you know, 12 hours to school when I first started college and stuff. And yeah, everybody's like, don't stop at rest stations if nobody else is there. Like all the precautionary stuff,
yes.
Right? But and I was just like, whatever. And I was pretty mindful. But yeah, there's just random stuff that happens on the road. Like I remember driving back late one night and there were truckers and one was like kind of following me because he noticed I was a single girl.
You noticed you were a girl. That's the thing.
And it was creepy because I was like, this guy keeps following me, and at least I had the sense to know that this was not normal. But then I really knew it wasn't too normal when two other truckers ended up blocking him to get him off of me.
Thank goodness.
Yes, I was like, I love truckers.
Most people are good people. My father-in-law is a truck driver. Heck, most of my family on my mom's side drove trucks.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Truck drivers are awesome. You got to respect the guys. Patience.
My father-in-law has told me stories that of people trying to hijack his truck on the road.
Oh yeah.
Stuff I never would have believed happened, but I trust everything the man says.
Oh, so. It's
tough life.
Yeah, like there could be a whole story. These people see some crazy BS.
He's had to beat the piss out of so many people.
At truck stops,
on the road.
Okay, I don't have road stories where I have to beat somebody.
Well, no, like, as a truck driver.
Well, I know.
Yeah, he's had that.
Well, they have to... Yeah, I've heard of the Billy Club under the seat.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do that. Could you be an over-the-road truck driver?
Oh, hell no.
I don't think I could.
No.
Maybe for a very short time, but man, I got a lot of respect for those people.
Me too.
And they saved my tail a couple times on the road, I will say that.
That is awesome.
Yes.
Any other road trip stories, Wendy?
Oh my gosh, I could go on and on and on. I will close out. You have to have, I want to know, your top five road songs. Think about it.
Radar Love, of course, by, was it Golden Earring? Radar Love is a fantastic one. Ice Ice Baby, the only reason, because Don hates that song, apparently. So we would play it to spite him.
Nice, okay.
Under Pressure by Queen.
Oh, yeah.
And David Bowie.
Okay.
It really, all the stuff changes over time, but I guess another favorite one would be Baby Got Back.
Good, these are good. These are so much better than mine.
And I guess probably Creeping Death by Metallica.
Oh, nice. See, mine changes. It definitely changes, but my go-tos. Just, come on the Road Again, Willie.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, good old country. Bad Habit by The Offspring.
I'm not a huge Offspring guy, so I don't know that one off the top of my head.
But the song is about basically road rage.
Okay.
So it's awesome. Boys from Oklahoma by Ragweed.
Don't know
that one.
Cross
Canadian Ragweed, because it's an Oklahoma band. Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one to play. Recently, Can't Stop the Feeling by Timberlake. I know Kim would appreciate that one.
Probably. I have no idea who that is.
And then if I'm really tired, but he's the king, Amarillo by Morning George Strait.
Oh, yeah, that's a great song. That was before George Strait sucked.
He never sucked. Excuse me.
Check yes or no. That's when country music died.
No, it didn't.
That's the worst.
Hey, a guy in high school actually put that on a letter for me or on a note for me, just so you know. It didn't die. That was the 90s. And it's George. Nothing he does is bad.
1996, country music died. I'll just mention this. So on the road trip this weekend, I learned that song, Forget You, isn't called Forget You.
No, it's the other F.
Yeah.
Yep.
The radio version is not the original version.
No, it's not, but it's a pretty great song.
Yeah.
And it would be a good road trip song.
Yep.
So do you have any new ones? Do you have any planned coming up?
Yeah, probably. Funny enough, like when we worked together, I would throw stuff on your calendar, and I threw a bunch of it like 6 months in advance whenever I would have a convention.
Yeah.
Kim is like, I'm tired of these conventions. I never want to go to a convention again. Then she's like, hey, do you want to go to the TFCon in Washington, D.C.? And I'm like, yeah, let's do that.
Nice.
So we're going to do that. There's another one. Convention is like 3 weeks later. That's in Rhode Island. I think it's in Pawtucket. So we may do that one. They're kind of close together, but
I've never been to Rhode Island, so that could be interesting.
I've been once.
Oh, you have? Look at, I've never been. That's, I have none on the books right now. I've got a lot of flying to do, but not road trips. I need to do a road trip before the year's out. I like a road trip.
You know, we could like do a road trip, like a fun one.
We could do a mobile one and just, you know what we should? Just stop at all the random things, like the world's largest gopher.
I would do that.
Yeah, that could be incredible.
Kim would kill to do a road trip with you.
Oh, would she?
Yes.
I don't know if she think I'm funny?
Yes. Oh, God, yeah.
Okay. This could be really interesting.
Frankly, I would love to do this too.
Go just find like the random thing and just, yeah.
Then
like,
we can talk about it.
Yes.
How was your weekend?
Well, I'm glad that your weekend went well.
I'm glad that you didn't die on that road trip years ago.
Oh my gosh.
My life would have been much less rich than it is.
Well, mine would be a lot different too.
Yeah.
It's a very memorable, but the best little hooker in town. God love that old man. Like, I'm sure he's not with us anymore, but come on, that's class. Best little hooker in town on your tow truck. Never going to forget that.
That's pretty awesome. So people out there, again, we will have an iTunes feed by next week. I'll have that posted as well as an RSS feed if you don't use iTunes or have an iPhone. Tell your friends about us.
Absolutely.
Share on the Facebook page if you already like it, and if you don't, do it at facebook.com/weekendpodcast. But hit that share button and share it out to all your friends. I'm certain they would like to hear it.
Yeah, and if you don't like us and you have feedback, do that too.
Yeah, you can do it on the Facebook page or email contact@tfradio.net. And of course, we are going to have a super awesome domain name next week that will tell you about how to find it. But I just don't have it up and running yet.
Well, until then, I can't wait to hear what your plans and what you did next weekend, next week.
Yeah, next weekend, next week. That works.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah. So any parting thoughts, Wendy?
No. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
And thanks for the feedback. We'll catch you next week on How Was Your Weekend?